Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 269 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 24th is: describe a time in your life when you did not win the prize but felt a great sense of fulfillment for participating in an activity. How can this memory help you in a current situation where your focus is on the goal rather than the action? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Our challenge today leads us into the realm of intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation means we can enjoy and be interested in an activity for its own sake, while extrinsic motivation refers to behavior that is enacted for some motive outside the activity, like to earn an external reward or avoid an external punishment. There's a common idea in the world that we have to endure the grind in order to get to our destination, and then we will be able to experience happiness. This idea says we can't find joy in doing hard things, that joy cannot exist in suffering. One of the authors I really like is Andy Andrews. His idea of the butterfly effect, that every single thing we do can have a ripple effect on other people in this world, rings true to me. But as I read his book, The Traveler's Gift, a few years ago, which explained what he calls the 7 decisions for success, something stopped me. Something didn't sit right in my gut as I read about the 7th decision for success, which is, I will persist without exception. Here's the paragraph which stopped me. Quote, to achieve the results I desire, it is not even necessary that I enjoy the process. It is only important that I continue the process with my eyes on the outcome. An athlete does not enjoy the pain of training. An athlete enjoys the results of having trained. A young falcon is pushed from the nest, afraid and tumbling from the cliff. The pain of learning to fly cannot be an enjoyable experience, but the anguish of learning to fly is quickly forgotten as the falcon soars to the heavens. End quote. I believe this is an accurate description of what worldly success says about achievement and the process to get there. But this is not an accurate description of the soul success that we are trying to experience with the 12 fundamentals of success and the Write Your Own Story system. And here are 3 key ideas to help us experience soul success. Number 1 is, why can't we enjoy the difficult training? Why do joy and happiness have to be mutually exclusive from struggling and doing hard things? They don't have to be. We can use our power of choice to not just tolerate the hard things, but to embrace them and to find joy in them. Number 2, when we see the process as a grind and simply a means to an end, we miss out on so many opportunities for growth. We treat it as a transaction rather than an opportunity for transformation. This can actually slow us down from reaching the goal, and it can hinder us from growing into a better person, which can help us in other areas of our lives. And number 3 is, we have to let go of our fixation on the results we desire. Yes, our first pair of fundamentals of success is having a vision and pursuing our dreams. But the objective of those fundamentals is to get us moving and taking action. We have to go after our goals, our dreams, our desires, knowing that ultimately our potential and who we were created to be may lead us further than where we'd like to go, or even in a different direction. We don't control our potential. We don't control who we were created to be. These 3 ideas in our paradigm of soul success focus on intrinsic motivation, on enjoying the activities for the sake of the activity,
rather than the external rewards we get from them. And also having the mindset that we can enjoy the process, good and bad, and we can use it to transform us into a better person as we strive for our potential and to live as the person we were created to be. So how about you? Can you describe a time in your life when you did not win the prize, but felt a great sense of fulfillment for participating in an activity? How can this memory help you in a current situation where your focus is on the goal rather than the action? This past week was a difficult one at the school where I teach, as we lost one of our teachers. He was our elementary music teacher and taught a guitar class with high school students. He was very loved and respected. And he was also a bus driver. He was the driver who was responsible for getting my own kids to and from school. I didn't know this man especially well, but I did shed a few tears. And I also enjoyed some smiles and laughter as I thought about some of my memories and interactions with him. In his obituary, I discovered something I had in common with him, as it mentioned that he loved sunrises and sunsets. Dusk and dawn are my favorite parts of the day. And as I reflected on this in terms of today's challenge, I realized that it is these times of the day where the light and the darkness meet. And this is life. We have both happiness and sadness, exhilaration and pain. But through it all, we can have peace and fulfillment. We can enjoy the experiences of both light and darkness. Because everything in life can help us learn, grow, and change, so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.